I Feel Your Fever, written by Ellie Bird and read by Sunkit and Shash. An Only Friends Boston Neck fic, rated explicit. Additional tags include dubious consent, mildly dubious consent, panties, biting, bruises, photography. You know what? I think I might be getting better. Don't come around, come around. Don't come around now. I know by the sound you make. You've been around cause your heartbeat keeps me awake. I know I should stay away. So maybe Nick's uncomfortable. It's not just the sticky, cum-stained lace on his cock, which is hard again. Boston's had his camera trained on him for the better part of a half hour, and Nick's long past self-conscious, veering into humiliation territory. His skin prickles, and his entire body feels like one hot blush. The wild look in Boston's eyes, and the obvious shape of his erection tenting his shorts, keep Nick from vocalizing his discomfort. The air in the bedroom is humid and steamy, smelling of sweat and spunk. Nick shivers, despite being far from cold. "Look at me," Boston says, peering up from his camera. Despite the embarrassment hot on his cheeks, Nick meets his gaze. "Fuck," Boston hisses. He deliberately slides his eyes from Nick's, down his chest and belly, to his thighs, and back up again, in an X-rated version of the first time they met. "You look..." Boston hesitates like he's stumped speechless. Nick has never seen him at a loss for words. Boston always has something, usually blunt, honest, and unkind, to say. His eyes settle on Nick's again, and the heat there makes his breath catch. "You look so fucking sexy." His voice is rough. He has sweat at his temple, sliding down his cheek. Suddenly, it doesn't matter that Nick didn't want this. He hadn't said no when Boston asked. He hadn't said yes, either. Boston had coaxed him into a reluctant hum of acquiescence. He's figured out the way to getting Nick to give in when there's something he wants that Nick's hesitant to give. He wheedled, with gentle, sweet kisses on Nick's jaw, his throat, the spot beneath his ear that makes him tremble, until Nick was putty in his hands, giving in without the words, because they both understood that where Nick's concerned, Boston will always get his way. Boston isn't extravagant with his praise. Each "you look good" curls through Nick, lighting him from the inside out as if Boston's touching him. Nick is coming to realize that there's a lot he'd be willing to do if Boston's offering him praise of any kind, sweet talk, coaxing words of encouragement. He's pretty sure Boston figured that out long before he did. It's not the panties Nick objected to. They're nice, made of soft cotton and pretty lace. Or they were, before Boston made Nick ruin them, coming all over himself and the filmy material, when Boston pulled them to the side and fucked into him with little fanfare and a muttered, "Holy shit." It's not the teeth marks, either, on his swollen nipples, a smattering of bites on his torso, the flesh of his hip, the inside of his thigh. He broke skin on his chest, right above his pec, and the resulting bruise is sore, tender when Boston licked him there in a wordless apology. He's said yes to Boston photographing him before. It's nothing new or particularly objectionable. but it's the combination of all three. The inherent humiliation of Boston preserving Nick's teeth-marked body and cum-stained panties. Boston's own jizz sticky and drying on his belly. That makes him squirmy in an unpleasant way. "You can say no," Sand said to him once, when he walked into the bathroom to find Nick putting cream on a particularly painful bite at the base of his throat. Nick caught his eye in the mirror. If anyone was going to understand Nick and his constant bending and yielding, it was Sand. He held his gaze and said simply, "I don't want to." Nick startles when the mattress dips. Boston's kneeling beside him.
"What is it?"
He set his camera down.
"Don't tell me it's nothing," he says, leaning down.
He nudges Nick's cheek with his nose.
"I can read you."
Nick hesitates. "I don't like this," he admits, his voice quiet. "It makes me uncomfortable." Boston considers him for a beat. His eyes move over Nick's bruised throat and chest, his pebbled nipples and the dried cum on his belly. He looks pointedly from Nick's panty-covered erection to his face. He trails his fingers down the dip of Nick's sternum and rests his hand over Nick's cock. He gives him a teasing squeeze.
"Are you sure?"
Boston's voice is low and seductive. He ducks his head and kisses a spot above Nick's belly button.
"I don't know if I believe you."
He opens his mouth to tell Boston that he's painfully hard because of him, despite the situation, not because of it. He decides against it. Boston knows he's hot shit. He also knows that Nick is malleable because of him. Adding fuel to an already inflated ego seems unwise. Nick shrugs and says instead, "I like the way you look at me." The default setting for Boston's face is always skepticism. He constantly looks like he doesn't believe the shit he sees or hears. His expression softens into a sweet hint of a smile.
"How do I look at you?"
He kisses Nick's parted lips, and Nick sighs in pleasure. He tilts his chin.
"Like you want me," he replies.
Boston's eyebrows go up in a fleeting expression of surprise before he schooled his face into something more neutral. Boston plays his feelings close to the vest. Unless, of course, it's rage. Boston shares his anger freely with anyone within firing range. He hesitates for a second, and then unfolds himself until he's lying beside Nick. He reaches for him with a hand on his hip, turning Nick to face him. He slides his hand over the bare curve of his ass revealed by his destroyed panties, grips his thigh, and hooks it over his own. Nick can feel the warmth of his breath on his mouth. He takes a breath and parts his lips expectantly.
"I do," Boston says, before he slips his tongue into Nick's mouth.
Boston's balls deepen him several minutes later, fucking him missionary, and Nick's pretty sure he's going to come untouched, again, with the feral look in Boston's eyes and the sound and feel of his balls slapping against Nick's ass. Boston stutters to a stop. He's breathing hard, hips jerking, and Nick can feel how close he is from the way his cock pulses in him. Boston's voice is ragged, his mouth plastered to Nick's cheek when he breathes.
"Flip over. I want to come all over you in these panties."
Nick makes a face. He knows, from the look in Boston's eyes, what's coming next. A coaxing, wheedled plea for Nick to let him take more photos of him covered in Boston's jizz, new bruises blooming on his skin. Nick tucks his teeth into his bottom lip, hesitates for a second, and rolls to his stomach.
The end. Thanks for listening.